Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my discussion with Amanda Pieper, director of the Food Reservoir for HACAP, about a mobile food pantry. And who would this be available to?
Anyone that would meet certain, they have to meet certain guidelines. Anyone that, you know, really is in need. It's self-declaration in terms of what their need is. And their family, you know, the family can come, mom, dad, kids, grandparents, you know, anyone like that, that they can come and receive food.
And can you kind of explain what the process would be like for somebody that participates in a mobile food pantry?
The process really would just, they would come to wherever the site is that we have or hosting it at, and they would be able to just fill out a few forms that we would need just for, one, legal reasons as well as liability. And then they can go through the line and pick out the food that they would like. We're really hoping and trying to make sure that they're client choice so that we're not dictating what they get so that they can pick the food that they ultimately want to use and can use versus getting something that they, you know, like they don't like and then they won't use it. Yeah, and then we put them in their bags. We encourage them to bring their own bag. Then they get the food and off they go.
So it's kind of like grocery shopping.
Yeah, exactly. But it's obviously free. We don't ask for donations. We don't ask for, you know, any type of payment or any type of anything. So.
And are you hoping to partner with local producers as far as produce is concerned?
Yes, we are. It's a great advantage, one, because the farmers or the vendors that have this produce, by donating it to the Food Reservoir, we're a nonprofit, obviously, and so they get a tax right off on that, but also knowing that it goes to people right there in their community, and then it's just a great benefit for the people in the community who are of need to be able to access fresh produce.
And if there's a local producer that's interested in participating, how would they get involved?
By calling our office, and Anissa Borjak is our contact for the mobile pantries.
And then when you spoke to the supervisors, you spoke about the different ways that people can give to this organization, to this effort. Is it more productive to give monetary donations or to give, you know, such as a canned food or a non-perishable item?
Yeah, we really see it as a partnership by both getting monetary and food items. One, for the food items, we can get that out right away, and especially if it's produce, because we very rarely get donations of produce, and people are very excited about it, and typically that's not something that they're spending their resources on, so it's a great benefit for them. But also, with monetary donations, we are able to stretch them a little bit further in the sense that every dollar that gets donated, we can provide 6 meals to the community, which is a huge turnaround and huge investment, you know, that someone can make. Their $5 can provide, you know, 30-some meals. So it's a great way to help support your community.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about this program?
No, we're just eager, you know, looking forward to starting our mobile pantry in Washington County. And anytime that anyone wants to volunteer or, you know, make a contribution, whether it's food and or monetary donations, we are happy to accept them, and we just really thank you guys for your support.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Amanda Pieper, director of the Food Reservoir for HACAP. This is part 2 of a 2-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.